Good morning, all, and welcome to our Girls Brigade enrollment service. Now, we're going to start our time together with an act of remembrance. Well, girls and wider congregation, what we do here in this act is to remember. We want to remember with thanksgiving and also a little bit of sorrow as well, those whose lives in world wars, in conflicts past and present, have been given and taken away. We remember what they have done for us, and we are thankful. So I'm going to say the act of remembrance, and then we are all going to say together, we will remember them. So, and then I think we should stand for this part. Will we stand? And then we're going to be silent for a minute. Let's stand. They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we all will remember them. Let us pray. This I call to mind, and I have hope that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. O Father, how we remember this, and we do pray for the reconciliation of the nations, indeed that people all together may live, O Lord, in peace and freedom. Lord, remember all those who have been bereaved. Lord, remember the disabled. Lord, remember those who have pain, that can, Lord, as they continue to suffer the consequences of fighting and terror. And Father, we remember with thanksgiving and sorrow those whose lives in world wars and conflicts have been given indeed and taken away. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Kathy. Well, as I said, welcome to our service here this morning. It is good to see so many here. It's good to see your mummies and daddies and grannies and grandas here as well, girls, isn't it? And we'll have chance later in the service to, I think, aren't you going to be doing some songs? There's a song later. We look forward to hearing the Explorer Choir and also our seniors as well and company. Now, remember, our offerings are, we don't take an offering during the services, perhaps we did before COVID, but what we do have is plates on the way in and out, and your support is very much appreciated, and all gifts in loose offering will be in support of the Girls Brigade here and our company. Remember, no junior church today, however, there's creche if needs be. You can head out and use. But, well, I'm hoping the service should be a little bit shorter today. What we want to do is enroll to hear what the Bible says to us. And then we're all going to head across. Was it a bit cold coming over, girls? Yeah, a little bit cold. Well, we will brace ourselves and head across to the hall after our service for some, well, for some snacks. I saw a table up there in the corner of the hall that had all sorts of snacks for the little ones. I might have to go up there as well. So that's straight after our service. And parents, invite you, come on over and stay with us for a little bit. Announcements, just to say, note this evening, Martin's on the evening, and we're thinking about the Lord's Supper this evening at 6:30. Committee meets tomorrow at 8 p.m. Midweek is during the week, 8 p.m. Sunday school. Sunday school's had a little bit of a break, but Sunday school is back from next Sunday morning. And YF, I'm looking around, but I think YF, it'll be the third Sunday, so I suspect YF is next Sunday. And actually, really, even to encourage the congregation, we had our YF games night last night, and with loads of new faces, which was great, and a good time had by all. So I want to commend that to you. And listen, parents, if you're looking a Sunday school or if you're looking a YF, we meet every Sunday mornings for Sunday school in primary school, and then YF the first and the third. Now, one for the end of the month, you'll notice our own congregation, Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. at the end of November. I have to announce this. This is the 29th of November at 8 p.m. There'll be a congregational meeting regarding the transfer of trustees from Presbytery Education Board to the Presbyterian Holding Company. Now, that sounds really complicated and really boring. But it's a technical thing, it's a needed thing. See me if you're really interested in it, but we do need to have a congregational meeting to affect that change as education boards are closing. Now, that's enough of that. Grace, do you want to call us to worship? Come on.
Psalm 145, verses 1 to 5, a song of praise of David. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Our generation shall commend your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works I will meditate.
Thanks, Grace, and that's what we want to do. As Grace read out for us, we want to extol the name of the Lord. We want to worship God here this Sunday morning. And we're going to start by singing, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Let's stand to sing, shall we?
Thank you.
Good work, everyone. Let's continue. We'll want to talk to God. We're going to pray to God now. So we'll put our hands above our heads, bring them down past our eyes, down past our mouth, and we'll talk to God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for a chance to gather here and worship you. That is to say, you are great, that we are small, and Lord, that we are weak, but you are so big that we cannot even imagine your bigness. And you are so perfect and great and do all things well. And Lord, you're perfect in all your ways. Lord, it is wonderful that from our youngest to our oldest here, that we can sing, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Lord, help us this service to worship you. Lord, even at the start of the service, we are sorry for the wrong things that we have done. Lord, we want to acknowledge, want to say that as we come into your presence, Lord, there are things that we need to confess. There are things that we need to say sorry for. And thank you, Lord, that as we do that, as we are quiet in your presence, as we say sorry, Lord, you promise to forgive us. You can forgive us because of Jesus Christ, your greatest promise to us, the one who has forgiven us of our sins at the cross. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the one who delivers us. And we pray, Father, that as we honor him here in our service, that he would be made known, indeed, by your Spirit in our lives as we receive him. So, Lord, we pray these things in his name. Amen. Amen. Now, we've been reading through the book of Revelation. Did you know, girls? Does anyone know where Revelation is? Where is Revelation in the Bible? Is it at the start or the end? The book of Revelation is right at the very end of the Bible. And with the congregation, that's all the people behind us, every week we have been reading through it. We've gotten to chapter 4, and I'm going to read the chapter. It's not very long. So let's listen up. And it's talking about, do you know what it's talking about? Well, you'll see as we read it. It's talking about heaven. Heaven's a lovely place. Heaven's the most beautiful of places where the Lord Jesus has gone on ahead. Let's hear Revelation 4. And after this I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first trumpet which I had heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this." And at once I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne stood in heaven, with one seated on the throne. And he who sat there had the appearance of jasper and carnelian. And around the throne was a rainbow that had the appearance of an emerald. And around the throne were 24 thrones. Seated on the throne, 24 elders, clothed in white garments, with golden crowns on their heads. And from the throne came flashes of lightning and rumbling and peals of thunder. And before the throne were burning seven torches of fire, which are the seven spirits of God. And before the throne there was, as it were, a sea of glass, like crystal. And around the throne, on each side of the throne, were four living creatures, full of eyes in front and behind. The first living creature like a lion, the second living like an ox, the third living like the face of a man, the fourth living creature like an eagle in flight. And the four living creatures, each of them with six wings, are full of eyes all round and within. And day and night they never cease to say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." And whenever the living creature is giving glory and honor and thanks to him who are seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who is seated on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. And they cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created." Amen. We thank the Lord for his word and that glimpse of heaven. A wonderful place. A place of glory. A place of saying that King Jesus is the best. Now, I think we're going to sing "Shine." And then I think the GB Explorers are going to sing a little one for us. But first, we'll all sing together. We'll stand and sing "Shine." Do we know this one? Yeah, I think we know it. Let's stand and sing. And I think we know the actions as well. We'll do the actions. Shine. Excellent. At some points, always during that song, I feel like my arms are just going in random directions. But we get there. We'll hand over to the GB Explorers Choir. We have had an explosion of explorers. It is great to see so many of them. Well done, girls, for the singing. If we had to learn, indeed memorize, and know one song in this life, that is a good one indeed. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Now I'm going to come down.
Now, time for our enrollment. Time for the enrollment of our officers and then also our company. Now, the great task, as we like to say, and we know, the great task given by the Lord Jesus to the church was to go into all the world and make disciples of all people. And the Girls Brigade endeavors to carry out this work amongst girls. And the 153rd company of the Girls Brigade here in Craigie Hill Presbyterian have come to church today. And it's great to see you all here. And you've come for your annual service of enrollment and dedication. And there's going to be promises. So we'll see our captain up, we'll see our officers and our sub-officers and our associates. They'll come up and they'll all make promises to be good, to be strong, and to keep them out. So we'll invite Florence up. Or Flo, where are you? Ah, there you are. Flo, you have spent many hours in work that brings much fulfillment, yet not without its problems. I want you to always remember that in your work here in the company and for our church, that God has promised to be with you and your congregation are praying for you. So then, Flo, then realizing the call of Christ and the responsibility of the duties involved in this office, do you promise by word and example to serve the Girls Brigade for the advancement of Christ's kingdom among girls and the promotion of the aims for which the organization stands?
I do.
Well, then I now enroll you as a captain of this company and on behalf of the church. Yes. I've done this so many times. What I want to say is on behalf of this church, know that we will be praying and we will want to work with you so the ideals of the Girls Brigade will be achieved. All right. Your support, your help, Captain, are crucial for the work as a team, but you have a great privilege and responsibility of presenting the claims to Christ, and the task is difficult. So I want to invite up the officers then. Shirley, Lorraine, Lisa, and Nicola. Ladies, it's lovely to see you here at the front. I get to see you during the week, and we are running here, there, and everywhere after the girls. But it's nice to have a moment in church to remember you and remember your work, to ask the Lord for his help in that work. And you want to support Florence in her role as captain. So the task is difficult, but God will help you to lead girls to seek, serve, and follow Christ. So Shirley and Lorraine, Lisa and Nicola, do you then realize the call of Christ, the responsibilities and duties involved in this office? Do you promise by word and example to serve the Girls Brigade for the advancement of Christ's kingdom among girls and promotions of the aims which the organization stands?
I do.
Wonderful. Well then, I now enroll you as officers of this company. And may God grant you success and that you be faithful to your charge and crown your work with success. Now, yeah, I think you can take a seat. All right, come on. Good. Now, sub-officers and associates, do you want to come up to the front? Come on up. Very good. Laura and Catherine, Clarissa and Lauren and Gemma, and also Judith and Kathy as our associates. You have been appointed to this position of responsibility. Do you promise to support your captain and your officers and set a good example to the girls behind you and work with indeed our officer, our captain and our officers as you seek to be true to Christ Jesus and serve the aims of the Girls Brigade? Well then, I now enroll you right. Now, what do you guys, you gotta go sit down again? Ah, there we go.
Explorers, juniors, seniors, and brigaders, please stand.
Oh.
Reverend Preston, I present to you these girls who desire to become enrolled as members of the 153rd Northern Ireland Company of the Girls Brigade.
Well, girls, now it's the time for you to say I do, but wait, let me say it out. Do you promise with God's help to obey the rules of our company and set an example of good conduct to other girls? I do. Well then, I now enroll you as members of the Girls Brigade. And may Jesus Christ, the captain of your salvation, give you strength to be faithful to the duty, loyal to your company and strong in times of temptation. And his faithful servants always. Take a seat. Well, let's get the whole congregation behind you to stand up now. See, it's their job. They've got something to do. You'll get to say we do, okay? So the captain and the officers and are all appointed by the church here. And the congregation here, you have a responsibility to support the company by prayer, encouragement, and practical help. Will you do this? We do. Ah, we will. Perfect. Let's all sit, and then you guys can sit as well. I'll pray first. Take a seat. One of my roles, actually, as GBNI chaplain is to look at these, and we're thinking about the enrollment, and we want to continue to make it a special part of the service. One of the important parts of not just you guys saying, I do, or we will, is also that we would pray and ask God for his help. So let's close our eyes and we'll talk to the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for those here enrolled as members of the company, for those who are enrolled as captain, as officer, sub-officer, associates. Lord, we thank you for each who give up of their time to help. And Lord, we pray that in that privilege and those responsibilities, week by week, that you would help them, Lord, as they seek to be loyal to Christ, as they seek to present the claims of Christ to the girls. Lord, we pray that week by week, the girls here would, by their own example, show Christ as they love you and indeed love others. Lord, we pray all these things. Lord, knowing that we need your help as a company here, part of this church. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. I think next up, it's you girls' turn to sing, isn't it? Now, let's see. Up you come.
Well, I think when you're getting the seats, we'll all stand. We're going to sing together. Lord, the light of your love is shining. Haley and Natalia are going to come up and read for us from Genesis 3, 8 to 15.
Genesis 3, 18 to 13. And they heard the sound of the Lord, God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and says to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of those trees which I commanded you not to eat?" The man says, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit of the trees, and I ate." The Lord God says to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate."
Genesis 3, verses 14 and 15. The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel."
Thanks, Haley. Thanks, Natalia. I think not come down to the front? We're nearly there. We're going to think a little bit about God's promises. So I'll come down.
Now, where's my wee stand? Wee stand somewhere. Now, what we've been doing this year in Explorers and Company, and indeed with the seniors and the brigaders, has been all about God's promises. The theme this year for our scripture course is God's promises. And I want to remind you girls, actually what Haley and Natalia read for us, God's first promise there in Genesis. Let's see it up on the screen. It's God's promises. And the first promise given, that gracious promise of God, he shall bruise your head and you shall bruise his heel. That's a strange one. But let's think about promises a little bit. Promises. Can anybody think of any examples of promises? Any examples of promises? Any examples? Can we think of any examples? Let me give you one anyway. Right, here's one. Let's see. Here's a promise I made. Aw. I made that promise to Jenny in a church called Dungannon. And I promised to be her husband. And there this is a live shot from that. I think it was my sister took that one, possibly. And there we are. I'm the person on the right there with the. I had a lot more bigger hair then in those days. And Jenny's looking beautiful. I promised to be Jenny's husband. And I promised that I would look after her and that I would have and hold her, indeed. Now, let's see another promise I thought I made. Now, does anyone know where this promise I made is from? Can anyone recognize themselves there? I see one or two of you actually at the very back. You need good eyes. This promise was made on the... It was in September 2015, and it's in the hall where I made it here, but then that is the tea afterwards. That's the night that I became the minister here in Craigie Hill, and I had to make certain promises at the front of church to teach God's word and to be the minister here. I made promises before God and to the congregation. And then that's us all having our tea afterwards. Right, let's keep going. What does the word promise mean? Well, girls, whenever you say, I wonder if you ever said, I promise, it means that I will certainly do it. I'm definitely going to do it. Now, sometimes we're not the best at keeping our promises. Sometimes we're not the best at keeping our promises. We sometimes can feel, when we break them, we can feel hurt or angry or sad. But what have we been learning at Girls Brigade each night? We've been learning that God keeps his promises. Whenever God says that he will do something, he will certainly do it. His word endures forever. God never breaks a promise. When he says he'll do it, he will definitely do it. Now, one of the first promises of God to us, well, we read out in Genesis 3 and 15, that one day a Savior would come to crush the evil one and his power. If you want a fancy word, grown-ups, it's the proto-evangelium. It's the first announcement of the gospel that saves. Here is God. Here is God to us at our lowest moment, saying that you will not be separated from me forever. I will bear the punishment. I will pay the price of sin. I will crush the serpent. Now, why does God have to make such a promise? That's a promise to save us. Why did God say to you and say to me and say to Adam and Eve all those thousands of years ago, I'm going to save you? Well, Adam and Eve ate the fruit that God had said not to eat. They disobeyed God. What happens when we disobey God? Well, God is angry. God does not like sin. Sure, he doesn't. God does not want us to disobey him. And yet Adam and Eve broke God's word. The serpent tempted them, but it was all on them. And doing so, they brought sin, girls, into the world. Sin into their own heart and into the world. And that drove a wedge between us and God. He is holy and he hates sin. And he had to make a promise. Why did he make a promise? He had to make a promise to save us. We couldn't save ourselves. Just after we'd broken his word, committed in the garden, there, God was gracious and made a promise to save us. To save us. Imagine in that moment, we'd sinned, Adam and Eve had sinned, and yet God gracious. Adam and Eve had to deal with the immediate consequences. They were put out from the garden, yet in grace God clothed them and let them continue to live. So how then did God keep his promise? How did God then keep his promise? Well, he kept it by sending his only son, the Lord Jesus, into the world as a little baby, born of Mary. Who's God's son? What's God's son's name called? Yes, Jesus. And he was named so because he would save his people from their sins. He grew into man, never once disobeyed God. Yet the cross, at the cross, he laid down his life for you and me, for my sin, your sin. He is the only one who can save us from being separated from God forever. You must trust in the Lord Jesus as our Savior. Ask him to forgive you and receive his work for you at the cross. God will certainly keep his word. Another part in the Bible, in Romans 10 and 13, for everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. The Bible tells us in Psalm 145, verse 13, the Lord is faithful in all his words and kind in all his works. God doesn't break his promises. See our next slide. God doesn't break his promises. It's wonderful to know that. Mums and dads and grannies and grandas, I speak to you. I mean, we worry for our little ones here. We worry for our children. We make promises to look after them. I think after probably that day in the church, probably the next most serious promises are made in the delivery suite, where we promise to look after our children before the Lord. We try our hardest, and yet at times we don't make that event that we'd hope we would make it to. We don't get them just what they wanted. We work longer than we should, and we miss out on things, all sorts of things in their lives. And it's hard, this modern life, and it's hard to pace off it. We wonder if we're doing the right thing. Well, let me encourage you. The girls are here are looking great. They're turned out beautiful. You are doing well. You're keeping your promises and you're doing well. And it's lovely, most importantly, that you are sending them to church, sending them along to GB. You're doing the best thing for them. You really are. Here they get to encounter the God who promises to save them. It confronts them with that most special of promise, to save eternal. You know, more than riches, more than success, I've said it before, more than learning, more even than a good character. What I want for my daughters, what I want for my sons, is for them to know the God who keeps his promises to them, who saves them in Jesus Christ. I want them to know, see the next slide. I want them to know that all the promises of God are yes and amen in Jesus. 2 Corinthians 1 and 20. For all the promises of God find their yes in him. That is why through him we utter our amen to God for his glory. I pray that you want that for your children too. And maybe even yourself, as God is so speaking to your own heart here this morning. Let's pray, shall we? Let's pray. Let's pray. Oh Lord, we thank you for our children. Lord, at times we feel like we're not doing enough. Lord, we we're not there as we should at times. Lord, this pace of life is hectic. And yet, Lord, you are ever watchful. And Lord, we want to bring our children. The best thing we can do is to bring our children before you. Lord, to pray for them. Lord, to pray that you would save them. We thank you for the work of the Girls Brigade and how week after week we can, Lord, confront them with the claims of yours from Scripture. Lord, that we can tell them of one who keeps promise perfectly, who will never leave nor forsake, who saves eternal. And I pray, Father, that you would save and save girls unto eternity as they trust in you. And Lord, we pray for those who are questioning, those who are searching. Lord, those who are wandering here this morning, even as parents and grandparents. Lord, speak unto their heart. Lord, they may know, Lord, indeed even receive Christ by your Spirit as you impress yourself upon their lives. Lord, with the forgiveness of sins and the life everlasting. Lord, we pray these things expectantly. We're also, Lord, a people who pray for the world around. Lord, we're mindful that we are sad here and, Lord, we're looking good. We have much, Lord, at home in our cupboards. Lord, we have, Lord, beautiful clothes to wear. Lord, you give us many good gifts. And, Lord, that is not so. Lord, many girls, many boys, Lord, across this world, Lord, have so very little. We think particularly of the Middle East. And, Lord, we do pray for the land of Israel and, Lord, the Palestinians there as well. Lord, we remember, Lord, that whole situation, praying for peace, praying, O Lord, for those caught up in that war. Lord, there would be a measure of humanitarian relief, and we thank you, Lord, for the Israeli army, Lord, which is, Lord, allowing that in. And we pray for more, Lord, in the days ahead. Lord, that there would be some measure, Lord, for those civilians, those little ones, those little girls caught up in that war. Lord, we remember our own land here, and we pray for those who rule over us. Lord, we ask for our politicians, and Lord, for those in the civil service, Lord, that they would rule and rule well, and Lord, over our land. Lord, we think of our own church here. Lord, we're very mindful that, Lord, we have many here, and yet, Lord, there are those who would like to be here and who can't be here, or at home and watching. And Father, we pray for them, and perhaps in loneliness, perhaps in, Lord, that feeling of disconnectedness, Lord, that they would know yet we are thinking on them. And Lord, give us opportunities even to visit and share the love of Christ in the days ahead. Remember those in hospital. Remember those who have been recently bereaved. Father, be their comfort. And Lord, we thank you for your words that are spoken, words of compassion, words of kindness. Lord, even as we're reminded today, Lord, of you who keep your promises perfectly. We pray, Father, all these things in the strong name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to end our time. You've done so well. It's a big service, and you have sat so well. We're going to stand, though, now and sing our final hymn, O Jesus, I Have Promised. Stand, sing. Thank you. Now, whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God through him. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and evermore. Amen. We'll put the flags back and then remember to stay standing as we'll sing the anthem.